So the multitude marveled. Bible thought. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. I often wonder how I would have reacted had I been born a Jew and lived in Palestine during the ministry of Christ. Would I have been skeptical of the man Jesus? Would I have faced the clear evidence of the blind to whom Jesus had given sight and the lame who walked by his healing touch? Would I have been blinded by my own prejudice? Many who saw Jesus at work marveled. Some translations read, were amazed. They were there. They saw the results of his work. They heard the shrieks of joy and excitement. They were truly overwhelmed by the raw power of the carpenter from Nazareth. As we read such accounts in the calm and quiet of our living room or den, let us not let them become ordinary and routine. Let us read them as if we were there in the midst of the marveling multitude. We can be awestruck in the presence of the King of Kings. We can feel shivers up the spine when we read of God's Son hanging from the three nails because we have sinned. Our mouths can drop open when we read that on the third day the tomb was empty. We can feel the excitement as we await the Lord's return to take us home with him for eternity. Dear Lord, you are the powerful and amazing God. Keep us from taking any of your wondrous works for granted. Let us always be thrilled by your blessings and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Richard Wolfe, Urbana, Illinois.